It's Thursday, April 10, 2025.
From now on, we'll ensure that our nation's critically needed coal plants will remain online and fully operational. They're always going to be operational.
Donald Trump signs slew of executive orders to bail out the declining, polluting coal industry.
The government's rushing to help displaced families while battling a humanitarian disaster.
Torrential rains and flooding cripple Congo's capital city. Plus, big banks quietly planning ways to maximize profits amid climate chaos.
Of course they are. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I call it beautiful, clean coal. I told my people never use the word coal unless you put beautiful, clean before it. Right, Doc?
Right, Doc? Always lie before you use the word coal. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, trigger warning for our listeners. I know we're covering quite a bit of Donald Trump today.
Yes.
So you may want to hide any children or hide yourself before we get there. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, as parts of the U.S. were hit with historic flooding over the last few weeks, so was Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, which was also inundated by torrential rains and floods that destroyed homes, killing dozens of people and displacing thousands. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise. Contaminated floodwaters have also triggered a drinking water crisis after swamping the city's water system. Recently, the Congolese president warned that the climate crisis is making flooding worse. Scientists say many African countries are seeing more frequent, deadly floods and droughts due to human-caused climate change. Here in the U.S., a new study from nonprofit data firm Climate Central projects that if countries meet their emissions reduction targets in the Paris Agreement, flooding in coastal areas of the United States is still baked in and will still occur 10 times more often over the next 25 years.
So why even bother to meet the targets?
Well, E&E News has an answer for that. They report that the big banks that finance the fossil fuel projects that contribute to climate change are quietly predicting that the world will blow past the temperature targets in the Paris Agreement. Yet, rather than end their role in financing fossil fuel projects, the big banks are working on how to continue operating profitably even as damages soar, according to their own documents.
Of course.
A recent Morgan Stanley research paper predicted global warming will be great for air conditioning stocks.
Oh, man.
In Washington, Donald Trump this week signed a slew of executive orders utilizing federal emergency powers to boost the declining coal industry, the most polluting and carbon-intensive source of electricity in the world.
Ooh.
We'll streamline permitting. We will end the government bias against coal, and we're going to unlock the sweeping authorities of Defense Production Act, to turbocharge coal mining in America.
In an unprecedented intervention, Trump directed federal agencies to lift restrictions on coal mining, fast-track coal leases on the public's lands, and exempt coal plants from certain pollution rules reining in their toxic emissions of mercury, arsenic, and benzene.
You got a problem with mercury, arsenic, and benzene?
Another order requires federal agencies to promote coal and rescind policies that don't favor coal production. A third gives Energy Secretary Chris Wright unilateral power to intervene in power markets and force uneconomical coal-fired power plants to continue running indefinitely, no matter the financial, health, or climate costs.
In other words, pick winners and losers so long as the winner is coal.
Trump also ordered the Justice Department to sue Democratic-controlled states that restrict coal plant pollution and emissions that cause dangerous man-made climate change.
If you won't pollute, we're suing.
At the same time, the Trump administration is dismantling measures that protect coal miners, cutting local mine safety offices and health care funding, even as deadly black lung disease is on the rise. Energy experts say any boost for U.S. coal is likely to be temporary. Since 2006, the utility industry has steadily moved away from coal. Studies show that it costs more to keep existing coal plants open than it would to replace them with new, cheaper, cleaner natural gas, solar, wind, and battery plants. It's an extraordinary government intervention for a single industry that today employs fewer people in the United States than Arby's, but it will certainly make the U.S. more polluted.
Well, if it's a good idea and it's cheaper, Donald Trump is not interested. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We're going to be off until after the Easter holiday. Hope you have a safe and happy one. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?